from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We had Ray Fittipaldi on the show yesterday. Doran asked him, what's going on with Roman Wilson? Here was Ray's answer.
I don't think he is going to play. He did not practice yesterday, guys. So that's, you know, that's not good for Roman Wilson. You know, I thought he got off to a decent start, you know, the first week of camp before they put the pads on. And then he was injured the first week they put the pads on. So, you know, his situation, you know, certainly bears watching. Obviously, he's a third-round pick. They're going to carry him on the 53-man roster. But, you know, if you're a rookie and you don't play in any preseason games, depending on what else goes on with this roster, I think he's a candidate to start on IR. So that's something to keep an eye on next week. Now, if he returns to practice later week and next week, then, you know, we'll see. But not looking good for Roman Wilson right now.
So Roman Wilson could start the season on injured reserve, according to Ray Fittipaldi. The Steelers are really banged up. They played 2 preseason games. There's still 1 left. The season's right around the corner. This is when the team should be fresh. Now, there's going to be injuries all around the NFL. That's the nature of the sport. I understand that. I'm not going to pretend that that's not the case. But consider all the guys that are hurt for the Steelers. And consider that this has been a problem now for a couple of seasons. And then ask yourself the question, are the Steelers doing training camp the right way? Brought this up a couple of weeks ago. It was a really good piece by Mike DeFabo in The Athletic. He reached out to all the beat writers covering all the teams in the NFL for The Athletic, and asked each individual writer if the team that they cover tackles to the ground in training camp. There are 13 teams that never tackle. There are 11 teams that rarely tackle, and there are 4 teams that sometimes tackle. That's 28 of 32 NFL teams that either don't tackle or barely ever tackle in training camp. The one team considered to tackle the most in the NFL, very often, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Only 3 teams, Detroit, Kansas City, Miami, tackle often. But the Steelers are 1-1. And this goes back to the very beginning of Mike Tomlin as head coach. I talked to Tunch Ilkin about this. RIP, what a great man Tunch was. He was sitting there, Mike Tomlin's first ever practice, with Kevin Colbert up on the hill at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And the Steelers start banging bodies. And Kevin Colbert was even taken aback. Whoa, this is physical. Guys that year who had won the Super Bowl in 05 did not like Tomlin because he was putting him through a boot camp. And that's continued. He eased up on the vets a little bit, but that has continued every year subsequently since 2007. The Steelers, by leaps and bounds, have the most physical training camp in the National Football League. And Mike Tomlin throws this out there all the time. You can't box unless you spar. Well, there are 2 reasons why Mike Tomlin would feel like this benefits the Steelers. Number one, he probably feels like it gives them a competitive advantage going into the season. You can jump on a moving train. You might play teams that don't tackle in the preseason, and you feel like you are more ready to play legit football at the start of the year than those teams. The other reason, boxing, sparring, all that, is that in his mind, theoretically, you got to get calloused. Not Nicholas Harry, but you got to toughen up that skin. You got to get in football shape. Therefore, when you get into the season, you're probably not going to have the soft tissue injuries and the nicks and the bumps and the bruises. It's football. It's going to happen. But Mike feels, Tomlin, that it gives them an advantage in that area. That they're going to be healthier because their bodies have been primed for regular season contact. But I ask, at what cost? Roman Wilson, you just heard Ray say, IR potentially to start the season. He could have been your starting slot. He ain't going to be. He's hurt. And if he's on IR as a rookie, he's not going to make a big impact this year. Martavis Bryant started about six games into his rookie season. But he was just going to run straight down the field and catch deep balls. Maybe catch a slant or two. This is a slot receiver. That's a thinking man's position. And you're doing it at the NFL level and not playing against Northwestern and Rutgers. It's a totally different level of physicality. So he's probably, I hate to say it, not going to be a huge factor this year. Jaylen Warren. Half of your 1-2 punch at running back is probably going to miss the first game of the season, according to Mark Caboli, our Steelers insider from the, sorry, not from The Athletic, from the Pat McAfee show. I'll get used to that. Russ Wilson. He's probably, and I think he is, your starting quarterback. Haven't been able to practice as much as you'd like because he hurt his calf pushing a blocking sled. Broderick Jones, you'd like to think would be your starting left tackle. Well, his elbow's hurt. Day one, he hurt it. Seven shots. Guy stinks right now, and I think a lot of it has to do, I hope, with injury. Troy Faltanu, starting right tackle, at least Dulac reports, hurt. Could be ready by week one. I wouldn't count on that. Beanie Bishop, starting slot corner, at least on the depth chart, he's hurt. He might play on Saturday. Cross your fingers. Grab your lucky rabbit's foot. Get a rosary. He's your starting slot corner right now. He missed the last preseason game. He's hurt. Nate Herbig, who at least on the depth chart was the starting center throughout training camp. Big depth guy for you. Your number two center, if Zach Frazier was going to win the job. He's going to be out for the season in all likelihood. So you've got a bunch of injuries to a ton of guys that are key players. Whatever Mike Tomlin's doing here ain't working. Well, it calluses you. You can't box unless you spar. Didn't help Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward goes out there last season, week one, 49ers, hurt. Never the same after that. Najee Harris gets a Liz Frank injury in training camp 2022. And then Mike Tomlin, with an all-time bonehead decision, while Najee's nursing that injury, plays him in the preseason finale. And he was not an effective player for the first half of the season until after that bye week. Do the Steelers do this the right way? They're the only team in the league that tackles this much in training camp. And I'm not saying that that has directly led to every injury, but you're fooling yourself if you don't think that tackling every day is going to make you accumulate some bumps and bruises that could ultimately wind up with you getting hurt.
You need to spar before you can box.
Again, the reasons are twofold in his mind. Get your team ready to play out of the box, which gives you a competitive advantage, and prevent injury in the regular season. And for a couple of years, I actually thought, okay, it's working for Tomlin. Steelers beat the Bills, Ben's final year. They were a 6.5-point dog on the road. Buffalo doesn't love to play their guys. Steelers line up, walk in there, beat them. Steelers beat the Bengals in the Trubisky debut. 6.5-point dog on the road. Line up, beat them. Joe Burrow didn't practice, didn't play in the preseason, and the Steelers had their way with him. And I'm thinking, okay, Tomlin is a genius. You steal a win against a team those two consecutive years that should beat you, that is a prohibitive favorite. That's a big spread in the NFL. I'm thinking Tomlin's got this thing all figured out. He's going to play his guys in the preseason. He's going to tackle in training camp. Gives you a competitive advantage. You're probably not beating the Bengals 7 weeks in. You're probably not beating the Bills, a Super Bowl caliber team, 7 weeks in. But you could beat them in week one. But then you start thinking about before that. Now you throw out 2020. Everyone practiced weird. But last year, Steelers hit. 49ers don't. 49ers creamed the Steelers. Wasn't even close. Never a game. 2019, never a game. Not close. 33-3. Steelers lose to the Patriots. 2018, they tied the Browns, a team that, if memory serves correctly, didn't win a game the year before, maybe won one. They went 1-15 the year before. Tied them, 2018. Didn't give them a competitive advantage there. So do the Steelers do the right thing? 412-928-9370. We might find out pretty early in the regular season because Atlanta, who they open with, Denver, who they play second, Indy, who they play fourth, never tackle to the ground in the preseason. We'll find out. But what do you think? 412-928-9370. You can give us a call on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text me, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Love to hear from you on this when we come back. Also, Russ Wilson says he is going to play. Who should and who shouldn't when the Steelers take on Detroit at 1 p.m. on Saturday? Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking in every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, we got to play better under the lights. That part will come.
You know, I think the mood's high right now in terms of a good mood and guys ready to work their tails off. A lot of us have, you know, really one more shot to really prove, you know, where we are and who we are. And yeah, we're playing. Yeah, we're all playing. I'm excited to get back on the field. You know, last week was great to be out there for the first time, you know, putting the pads on and everything else. And I think the big thing for us is just, you know, executing and us making our plays and doing our thing.
Russ says he's going to play. He says a lot of the guys are going to play. Mike Tomlin will shed more light on that when he has his preseason game number 3 press conference. And so we'll have more clarity. I think we can guess on who's going to play, who's not going to play. We'll get into that coming up in a couple of minutes. The Steelers are the only team in the NFL that tackles frequently in training camp. And they've dealt with a ton of injuries this season. It hasn't prevented injuries. Like I mentioned, Cam Hayward last year. You got to spar before you box. Cam Hayward gets hurt game one last year. You know, Najee Harris re-aggravates an injury in a preseason game 2 years ago. The list goes on and on. I don't think any of this is an exact science. It's like pitch innings limits in Major League Baseball. It's pseudoscience. You're guessing. It's all theory. It's all philosophy. The reason I'm so against Mike Tomlin running the most physical camp in the NFL is because where's the tangible benefit? If the Steelers were winning 10, 11, 12, 13 games, divisions every year, playoff games every year, I'd say, hey, brother, you keep doing what you're doing. Like, if Belichick was doing it, and actually Brady did play a lot in the preseason when he was a Patriot. Okay, you know better than everybody else because you win more than everybody else. If Nick Saban's Alabama teams ran the most physical fall practices in all of college football, you can't argue with it. But Mike Tomlin deserves no benefit of the doubt here. They haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. 24 of the 32 NFL teams are categorized in that Mike DeFabo piece in The Athletic as never tackling or rarely tackling. That's the vast majority of the league. If you want to broaden it out to sometimes teams tackle, you throw the Chargers, you throw Jacksonville, New Orleans, and Tampa in there. 28 of the 24 teams in the NFL aren't tackling very often. That leaves 4 that do it. 4. And the Steelers are one of those 4, and they tackle more than the other 3? Why should we just say, oh, Tomlin's got it all figured out, he knows? He doesn't know. They haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. So he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt for me. Russ is going to play on Saturday. Russ said he needs to get out there under the lights. Well, the game's at 1 p.m., although it is indoors in Detroit, so I guess he is correct. There will be lights on. Should he play? 412-928-9370. Who should play? Who shouldn't play? So I don't want to step on my own toes here because I'm all about preserving players' health. I will talk out of the other side of my mouth for one specific unit, and that's the offensive line. Offensive line gots to play. You're going to have Broderick Jones. You're going to have Dan Moore Jr. You're not going to have Troy Faltanu, obviously. You're going to have your whole starting offensive line play because they got to get better. You got to take advantage of your early season schedule. You need your offensive line to gel. That's the one position unit where I will step all over my own argument from the last segment and a half. Those guys do have to play. those guys do have to gel, coalesce, whatever word you want to use. Because we've seen over the last 2 years, it takes time for that. Steelers' offensive line, I thought, was playing at a fairly high level at the end of last season. Even the year before that, where you didn't have as much talent, they were playing much better at the end of the season. And I think they figured out some things schematically in addition to just gelling. You need to be able to reach that level earlier this year. When you get into that gauntlet that is the second half of the season schedule this year, you need to be a well-oiled machine. It can't take you 5 games to figure out your offensive line. Whatever you can do to jumpstart that, you do it. And so your offensive line is the one unit that I would say needs to play in this game. Najee Harris, don't want to see him. If you had Jaylen Warren healthy and Tomlin wanted to trot Najee out there for a carry or two, don't love it, but could understand it. Jaylen Warren may well not be healthy for game one. They're optimistic it's not a long-term thing. There's an outside shot he plays week one. Might be unlikely. Can't risk Najee getting hurt. And then what, you're handing the ball to Cordero Patterson as your primary bell cow running back game one? Nah. I know that some could argue that this receiving core needs time to work. You need to develop a rapport. I'm not playing George Pickens in this game either. I think Tomlin will. I'm not doing that. You lose George Pickens, all of a sudden, Russ Wilson, week one Atlanta, is throwing the Van Jefferson, Pat Freiermuth. Who's the third? Not Roman Wilson. He might be on IR, according to Ray Fittipaldo. Is it Quez Watkins? Is it Scotty Miller? It's not good. So I can't let Pickens go out there and get hurt. Defensively goes without being said. No Cam Hayward, come on. No TJ Watt, no Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'm probably not playing Joey Porter Jr. either. I know Tomlin likes to play young guys, and year two for him would characterize him in that group. If he goes down, same thing with wide receiver, right? Like, you lose your guy, what's behind him? It's not good enough. So I wouldn't play him. I think the real conversation, the hardest conversation, is at the quarterback position. I don't want to see these guys get hurt. You don't want to cost yourself the season before the season starts. But I do think a reasonable argument could be made that Russ needs to go out there and work with a lot of these receivers because of how bad it looked last time out. Justin Fields a little bit with the first team because of the way it looked in the first game whenever he did play with the first team. Because you've got two guys, it's hard for me to say because I don't want anybody to get hurt. You heard that first segment I did. I'm probably giving them a little bit of time just to get a positive taste in your mouth, but I'm not letting them get in harm's way. I'm not calling run plays for Justin. I'm not calling run plays for Russ. I'm not letting them get out on the edge. I'm not calling boots. I'm not calling waggles. I'm not calling read options, anything like that. But three steps out for a series or two. You do have to walk that line. You do have to thread that needle. And when I say Mike Tomlin tackles more than any coach in football in training camp, that is true. I'm not saying don't tackle at all. You got to be thoughtful about it. Tackle a little bit. Keep up with the Joneses. Do what everybody else is doing. You don't need to be different because it hasn't yielded results. Same way I view the preseason. I'm not having guys play a half. Mike Tomlin looks at this game as a dress rehearsal. I wouldn't. I'd have guys play a little bit. Certain guys. What would you do? 412-928-9370. Coming up next, Russ Wilson on the state of the Steelers offense. And we'll take your calls again at 412-928-9370.
The most important thing for us to accomplish is just play efficient football, you know, move the ball up and down the field, obviously celebrate in the end zone. That would be fun. We need to make sure that happens, and that's the standard of football we want to be able to play. It's preseason, and I think that there's always highs. There's some things that we've done really well. There's some things that we need to be better at. That's the part of playing. It's part of the fun about the preseason. You learn things, and you translate that to the practice field as well. You know, are you concerned right now or anything else? Absolutely not. You know, absolutely not, because the reason being is because the level of practices we've had against one of the best defenses every day and how we've shown up there. So
I think the best thing that we can do is, you know, just slow our minds down, you know, play really clean football, and also to enjoy the process, man.
Enjoy the process. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Russ Wilson there, Steelers quarterback, not concerned about the offense, echoing what Arthur Smith said a day before, and that is the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. You can vote at underscore Adam Crowley. Russ says he's not concerned. Are you? I feel like when we started our show on Monday, me and my man Dorn, we had the appropriate reaction. There were things to be worried about, but we weren't full-blown panic mode. Broderick Jones, year two, still playing that right side, a position that I thought he got better at as the season went on last year, certainly in run blocking. He was terrible. Technique issues, injury. Yes, that is concerning. Pre-snap penalties, fumbled snaps, stuff like that, I just attribute to being preseason football. Game one, going to look ugly. In game two, you would have liked to see some of those things cleaned up, but guess what? Russ Wilson practiced for one full week. That's it, one full week. And that was the week leading into the preseason game. And Arthur Smith admitted 2 days ago that you're calling vanilla offenses and you had to restrict some things because you're trying to protect Russ Wilson's calf. But then you've got some in the national media who take this so far. Like Ben Maller is on a podcast, or I guess it's a radio show on Fox Sports. And he says, it's so ugly, Kenny Pickett should be the starting quarterback still.
Can the Steelers win 8 or 9 games again, be right around mediocre?
They've won 8 or 9 games with no quarterback.
Yeah, but they have a defense. They have an elite. They have a year.
Well,
they have
but
a
that's
top
what
five
I'm saying.
Defense.
So you're saying that they're not going to get any.
So
kind
be this, what I'm saying is they're going to be the same as they have been. It's not going to be any better with Russell Wilson. They might as well. They should have kept Kenny Pickett, who also stinks.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah, Kenny's not good. Wasn't great here. Obviously, hasn't been good in Philadelphia. Just a ludicrous take based on about a quarter and change of football from Russ Wilson whenever he's been dealing with a calf injury and has barely practiced. The overreaction here from the national media is probably why some people don't have a favorable opinion of this industry. You gotta understand the context. If Russ Wilson took every snap in minicamp with the first team, every snap in OTAs with the first team, every snap in training camp with the first team, played in preseason game number one, was not limited at all going into preseason game number two, and it wasn't good, then okay, I could understand the panic. But that's not what happened. And I don't understand how anybody could watch that game and think that Russ Wilson even was the problem. He threw a check down to Pat Freiermuth, and he's been lambasted for that in national media circles by the Stephen A. Smiths and the Dan Orlovskys of the world. Go watch the play. Receivers not getting open because the defense knows it's 3rd and 1 million. So you're playing the sticks. Russ is either going to get killed or he's going to throw to his tight end and hope his tight end can make a play. Russ Wilson gets sacked because Broderick Jones is 15 yards back in a pass set, gives Greg Rousseau the world all the time to think and make a move, and he just comes right through his chest. How are you putting that on Russell Wilson? You can't get a clean evaluation of Russ. A lot of these people that I've mentioned, well, Russ took a bunch of sacks last year in Denver. We're seeing it again. Box score merchants. They're not watching the games. So you might have had your concerns about the Steelers offense going into the season. Fair enough. Young offensive line needs to gel. The wide receivers, not great. No depth there. Understandable. You might even have had questions about Russ Wilson that still exist going into the season. I think that's totally fair. But what the national media has done is watch a quarter of Russell Wilson and say, this guy stinks. Steelers need to trade. Russell Wilson to the Vikings, according to Mike Tannenbaum, and then go out and sign Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill would have got sacked three times too. Ryan Tannehill would have thrown the same checkdown ball to Pat Freiermuth too. Everyone needs to just collectively in the national media take a breath. It's fair to be concerned. It's ridiculous to be panicked. We'll talk to Pat Bostic about this coming up at 7 o'clock. Former Pitt QB, Pitt analyst. He knows all about this. He'll be with us from 7 o'clock until 9. But we switch gears a little bit coming up next. There is a question that I'm asked all the time about the Pirates. I think it is the most common question Pirates fans are asking right now. We will attempt to answer that when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. No Doran today, no Doran tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday. Pat Bostic, still kind enough to join me from 7 o'clock until 9. Can't wait to get into some of these Steelers topics with Pat. Also, we haven't talked a lot about Pitt football, their season upcoming. Want to pick his brain on the state of the Panthers as well. But the Pirates, they're back home. Playing the Reds, Paul Skeens on the mound tonight. And I kid you not, when I go out with buddies or I go out to the supermarket, if someone recognized me, doesn't happen all the time. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm some sort of huge celebrity or anything. But when people bring up the Pirates, and they often do, the number one question that they ask, are the Pirates going to shut down Paul Skeens? And I think you break it down two ways. Should they, will they? Should they? My opinion, hell freaking no. Paul Skeens has pitched 125 total innings this year in AAA and then in Pittsburgh. You combine them, 125 innings. Last year, LSU, he pitched 122 innings, so he's already over that. That's math. Year before that, he pitched 85. If you shut Paul Skeens down now, then next year, how many innings do you think he's going to pitch? They believe in a slow build. We've talked to Dan Zangrilli about this a million times. Dan is up on all this baseball mumbo-jumbo stuff. Teams generally don't want to push you beyond 20-25% more innings from one year to the next as you build up at the start of your major league career. So if you shut down Paul Skeens after this start at like 100 and 32 innings, let's say he goes 7 innings tonight. Next year, you're shutting him down at 150, 155, 160? No, I think the Pirates need to get Skeens up around that 150, 160 mark this year so that next year, when theoretically you should be in contention, at least that's the plan, then you can push him up into the 180, 190, closer to 200 range. And so for that reason, that's what I would do, not shut him down. Be careful with him. Maybe don't let him go 8 innings in a start. Still have him go every 6th day instead of 5th day. Be thoughtful and creative in spacing out the starts. But I'm not shutting him down, and I don't think the Pirates will. I think the Pirates know it would be silly to do that. Now, there's the whole rookie of the year thing and losing a year of service time. I think that they were cool with that the second they brought him up before that Super 2 deadline. Like, they weren't thinking about that. They know he was too good to remain in the minor leagues, and I think they're okay with that whole situation. Because if you stopped him now, he might not be top 2 rookie of the year. I don't think they're going to do it. I think they look at it the way that I look at it. You need Paul Skeens to get into a Mitch Keller range in terms of innings pitched next year, and you can't do that if you shut him down this year. You need the jumping off point next season to be about 160 and move 20% off of that. Not 130 and move 20% off of that. Because next year, if you are in a playoff race, and you do have to be super careful with him, the pitchforks and torches should be out and will be out. So while this year is lost in terms of legitimate playoff contention, it's still important for Skeens to get his innings in And I think the same with Jared Jones, who was outstanding in his latest AAA rehab start. Now, because of the injury, you don't have to worry about the innings so much, but I'd get him out there about every fifth day, starting the next time he would take the mound in his turn in the rotation. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Had a buddy of mine, just found out, had a couple of silent heart attacks. Goes, he gets screened, finds out that that happened, and now he's getting the appropriate care. Make sure you go and check out the experts at UPMC. Seriously. We care about all our listeners. Can be a silent killer. Take care of yourselves. Pat Bostic going to join us next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.